The Israeli Defense Force has issued evacuation orders for several neighborhoods in Gaza as a 2-month ceasefire with Hamas appears to have collapsed. Israel has intensified airstrikes against dozens of sites in Gaza, vowing to continue attacks until all hostages are released. The Hamas-run health ministry says more than 400 people have been killed in the strikes, many of them children. Hamas also says the head of its government in Gaza, Assam al-Dalis, was among several officials killed in the strikes. It has not so far responded to the strikes. The office of the Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, says Hamas has repeatedly rejected proposals by U.S. mediators to extend the ceasefire. Hamas, in a statement, says Israel has decided to overturn the ceasefire agreement. Palestinian man Ziad Ahmed says an attack near his home in Khan Yunis produced a horrible scene.
We woke up to the sound of strikes tonight. We woke up and got out of the tents to the street. They fired a missile here near us. We looked around and found fire coming from the strike. While we ran to see what had happened, we found a second missile had been fired. The tents were on fire, the women started to scream, and children were terrified. Of course, everything escalated suddenly. We ran towards the screams, then we came here and started to pull out the injured people and those who had been martyred.